You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking, what's a Rube Goldberg machine? One of the really fun parts of science and technology is when there's an overlap with art. Sometimes it's with optical illusions or the basic chemistry of paint color, or even the physics of light reaching our eyes. And today, it's cartoons and maybe weird machines. Rube Goldberg, the artist, and his funny drawings. Rube Goldberg was a very popular and very well-paid American cartoonist. He drew cartoons for West Coast, East Coast, and nationally syndicated newspapers from 1907 until 1964. He even won a Pulitzer Prize in 1948 for his cartoons. He drew cartoons of outlandish contraptions with many, many, many silly steps or stages to accomplish a simple task. Acid dripping on a string with actions leading to swatting a fly. A rocking chair with actions leading to a crying dog watering a lawn. Pulling up the covers on your bed with actions to turn off a light. These funny cartoon machines are often called Rube Goldberg machines. It's a fitting name since Goldberg's degree was in engineering, and he even worked as an engineer in San Francisco's sewer department. His drawings involved what we would call a chain reaction. Each separate event would cause the next event to occur, and the next, to an endpoint, kind of like a series of falling dominoes creating a pattern. These chain reactions and Rube Goldberg machines involve motion. Motion is a form of energy, and energy is the ability to do work. Kinetic energy is energy of motion. Potential energy is the term used for stored energy, the energy in an object before it moves, or falls, or strikes in one of Goldberg's cartoons. But Rube Goldberg machines are funny because they would do something quite simple in a very hard way. There are even Rube Goldberg competitions in grade schools and universities all over the country. With a little bit of creativity and lots of practice, you can make a Rube Goldberg machine to feed your dog. Set up one, or many, slanted paper towel tubes so a marble or ball can roll through them. The marble will then hit a series of dominoes or books that fall in succession. When the last one falls, it hits a toy or skateboard. The car hits another car, which hits a dog biscuit on the edge of a table. The treat lands on the floor. Your dog eats. Success. Try it at home. Experiment a bit. See if you can make it even more complex. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Rube Goldberg machines. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.